Ward 1 Councillor Wayne Olson attempted to take issue with Canadian bureaucracy's third-party consultancy industrial complex Wednesday, but staff and other councillors provided a perhaps convincing argument that a $71,000 user fee review study had its merits. Olson pointed out a corporate services quarterly report item citing the approved cost to consultant Watson & Associates, asserting that Pelham Town staff should be capable of conducting the work themselves. I think at some point we have to develop the skills in our staff and be able to do this ourselves so that we don't have to go to a third party, Olson said, adding that consultant costs add up. If we're developing people in a human resources sense from just being doers to being analyzers and planners, I think the skills are there. I have a lot of faith in the staff that they have this. Deputy Treasurer Usama Siraj replied that Watson & Associates possesses the expertise that staff currently do not. The level of analysis that staff can do, and the time that it would take, I think it is certainly worth retaining the consultant, Siraj said, a sentiment backed up by Sow David Cribbs. We have entirely new services in the planning and engineering world, the Sow said, citing significant changes dictated by Doug Ford's provincial government. Also in planning, we have this new world where the region will lose its planning authority. Cribbs added that the study is not an annual expense, but may be required every half decade or so. It's all about capacity, Deputy Mayor John Wink said, echoing staff responses. We have done so much this year. I don't know how it would have been possible for our staff to do this report. Ward 2 Councillor Brian Eckhart agreed, saying that $71,000 spread out over 5 years was a worthwhile expense. Quaker Road closed for longer? Ward 3's Bob Hildebrandt voiced concerns that work currently being done on Quaker Road between Pelham Street and Line Avenue may be further extended upon approval of a new development on the south side of Quaker. The roadway has been closed to all but local traffic for the better part of the last year due to water main installation and full urbanization, with construction not expected to be complete until next spring or summer. Public Works Director Jason Marr told Hildebrandt that the region is currently advancing the trunk sewer 9 meters deep, but that there is time to work out local water connections to the proposed development before that construction begins. My concern is the developer hasn't done their end of the work, Hildebrandt said. Deer Harvest Council confirmed that Short Hills Provincial Park will be closed to the general public on the dates of November 2, 16, 27, and December 14 and 18 for the annual Haudenosaunee Confederacy traditional deer harvest. In an unusual exchange, Mayor Marvin Junkin asked aloud if the 5 closure dates should be posted on the Town of Pelham's website. Cribbs replied that, it's fair outside our realm, this is not within our jurisdiction, adding that media outlets and postings at the gates of the park will notify the public. The deer harvest is conducted using archery with no firearms allowed, per an Ontario Parks release. Other council news provided via the Town of Pelham. Medical education at Welland McMaster Family Health Team. Council received a presentation from Dr. Jennifer Muller, Assistant Clinical Professor, Department of Family Medicine, McMaster University, on behalf of the Welland McMaster Family Health Team, which was incorporated in 2011 and is a nonprofit organization supporting instruction for undergraduate MD students, postgraduate residents, and fellows. The organization requested financial support from the Town of Pelham Council to offset the cost of rent for teaching space for one student over the next 5 years at a cost of $10,000 per year. Council will review the request as part of the 2025 budget deliberations. New crossing guard location in Pelham. The Town of Pelham completed a warrant study of the intersection of Station Street and Port Robinson Road in early September of 2024. Based on the results of the warrant study, the location meets the requirements for a crossing guard. A crossing guard will be posted to the location during regular school crossing hours starting in November. LED streetlight conversion project, Phase 2. Realterm and Transtest completed the project in September 2024 with the installation of the last of the decorative fixtures in Pelham. The project has now entered the maintenance phase, and staff are working closely with the utility providers and Realterm to complete the final billing transfer. A final report will come to Council in November 2024 to include expected operating cost savings. Communities in bloom. The town of Pelham received 3 blooms, with a special mention for landscape and a criteria award for urban forestry. A final Communities in Bloom evaluation report was provided with detailed feedback and projects for consideration for implementation in the town. The feedback provided may be used to prioritize enhancement projects and tasks across the town moving forward. During the 2025 budget considerations, staff are recommending a pause in participation for 2025 so as to have an opportunity to perform enhancement work detailed in the final evaluation report and consider competing again in 2026. 2024 Royal Canadian Legion, Branch 613 Poppy Campaign. The Royal Canadian Legion, Branch 613, will be conducting its annual poppy campaign from November 1 to November 11, 2024. Collection boxes will be throughout the town. Additional information can be found at https://fonthilllegion.com/poppy-campaign/. 2025 Council Meeting Schedule. Council received report #2024-0185 proposed 2025 council meeting schedule and directed staff to publish the amended 2025 council meeting schedule to the Town of Pelham website. Updated cash management and debt policy. Council received report #2024-0223 cash management and debt policy updated and approved the updated S-407 capital financing and debt management policy. The update includes changes to the debt policy, including a phased and internal debt limit from 2025 to 2030 lowered to 12% from 15%. It also includes the update to include a reference to the new debt repayment reserve, which will identify the history, purpose, and funding source for the reserve. Wellspring Niagara, lease and municipal capital facility agreement to provide property tax exemption. Council received report #2024-0232 Wellspring Niagara, lease and municipal capital facility agreement to provide property tax exemption and approved the proposed lease and municipal capital facility agreement between the Town of Pelham and Wellspring Niagara Cancer Support Foundation. The final lease and municipal capital facility agreement and by-law exempting the lands municipally known as 50 Wellspring Way from taxation for municipal and school purposes will be presented to Council for approval at the next regular meeting.